are being led by a president who is 87, but is still very sharp, eloquent, and his understanding of issues is still very competitive. I think it's something that is amazing. It really reflects the power of God. At a national level, it's a point where you probably want to look back and say, what have we learned from his life? What are the major milestones and how he has impacted the nation? And a lot of things can be said about that.
Which are?
The fact that he has an amazing ability to be fighting his opponents today but make peace tomorrow, regardless of the fact that him and Ian Smith were on each other's neck. But you are still able to allow Ian Smith to freely live in Zimbabwe.
I know of a number of people would probably disagree with you who say that the president should step down. There are reports of his ill health.
The reports of a media personnel on the health of any person cannot be taken by anyone who has got a 5 cents. If I want to know the state of the health of an individual, I ask a doctor. And I have not come across a doctor who has declared the president unfit for his office. Even his opponents are still working with him and even seeking for meetings with him on national matters. It tells any person with a reasonable mind that the guy is still very competent.